This is Jonathan Fernley on Stingrays Radio. I'm here with Sylvain Cloutier. Sylvain, the league leaders are in town tonight. What sort of challenges will they present to us?
Well, obviously, they're a well-rounded hockey club and extremely solid at the back end. I mean, they win games 2-1, 3-2. You know, they don't score a lot of goals. They play really well defensively, and Murph makes the big saves for them and gives them a chance to win hockey games. And right now, they're winning those close games, and that's why they're leading the league.
It was a close game last time they visited. They won 3-2 with three power play goals. Have you been preaching discipline this week to the team?
Yeah, I mean, we preach discipline every week. You know, I think we're getting better at it. And obviously, some of the new guys are getting used to the referees, what they call now. And I try to tell them not to use their sticks. They like to call the hooking and the slashing. And, you know, we're getting better at it. But definitely, we have to be better. Better be disciplined tonight and make sure we stay out of the penalty box.
And confidence in the camp must be particularly high following Wednesday's progression in the Challenge Cup.
Yeah, I mean, the guys are excited. I mean, we've been playing well for a while now, so, you know, we want to keep that going. And like I said, you know, we play the way we can play tonight. We'll have a chance, but we got to do it for 60 minutes. We can't do it for 40 or 30. It's got to be for a full 60. We got to compete.
And a word about some of the players who've not had as much publicity so far this season. At the back, Jamie Chilcott and Jeff Smith continuing to be very solid.
Yeah, I mean, Smitty's, you know, he's one of my favorites. He won Coach's Player last season, and he comes to the rink and he works it hard every day, and he competes, and he's done a great job for us at the back. Yeah, those guys don't always get noticed, and obviously Chili coming in, he's a young guy. It's his first year here. He's adjusting to the league, and, you know, obviously he's getting better every week here.
You move Mariani to play as a forward, and he's scored his first goal on Wednesday night. Did you consider moving Jeff up front? Because he did play a bit for you there last season.
You know, I signed Mariani because I knew he was a utility guy. And every season I try to sign a utility guy to come in here in Hall because we don't have a lot of depth. And when injuries happen, you want to be able to move guys and shuffle things around. And no, I mean, Smitty's solid at the back. He's been one of our best defensemen. No, right now he's doing a great job for us at the back, so I wouldn't want to move him up front. And Kyle's done a great job playing with Bobby and Squig, so we got to keep that going.
Okay, all the best tonight.
Thank you.